The last important thing in this context is very important, okay? The result of what we are going to do now will be the decision within which framework you are going to work. And so from this decision will come other consequences that we try to do. Can you take out the bags from the table? This is is my only paranoia. I only really only one. I cannot see bags in the table because I want to understand the table as a place that we can operate. So I really, that is my only kind of senile mania, but it's the only strong mania that I have. I cannot visualize. I want to visualize only tools. Okay. So anyway, this is very important. So everything that we're going to end up, it will go to make the best possible decision that you can take in order to take advantage of that. So now I'm going to talk again, kind of lecturing, but it's a more instructive. That's why I wanted to have another physical location. You know, you cannot do the same thing in a lecture format so we are starting to move in an operational phase. As much as possible, the new people will fit in, if it is possible, if they arrive late, okay? Now, why this thing is called the chessboard of Peter Eisner? What do we mean by this? The whole idea is to move the things that we've done as a sort of design tool, a design instrument, something that we understand how to use to develop design. Okay? So we are transforming the thing that we are discussing so far and that I will present it to you from, let's say, a theoretical thing to a practical thing. Okay? So from the study of what we've been able to study in these hours, we are moving to another part that is instructive. So it's not more general, it's instructive. Okay? And this kind of creates you tactics, how you move about. Okay? And then you do it. That is the idea. So now we are in the session until more or less 5, in which I will explain the tactics. Then from 5 to 9, 15, whatever, tomorrow you will work a little bit. You have to work, start with this idea, you have to work two to three hours tonight, which is normal in a workshop phase, absolutely normal, all over the world like that. So there is no passing tonight, or the pass is late. But 3 hours and a half, you have to schedule. Otherwise, you are not playing the game. Understand? We agree? Yes? We agree. So that is the idea. Otherwise, the workshop will not work. So you have to understand, so not too much, but 3 hours you have to work. 3 serious hours. Otherwise, you will not get the advantage of the whole thing. Is it okay? And that is important, very important, because those 3 hours are those that allow you to have a catalyst effect. So, are those 3 hours that transforms this in something that is useful. So if you don't have the catalyst, you've been spending 15 hours in a lecture, but since you don't put the catalyst, those 15 hours are like that. Instead, if you put the right catalyst, then everything makes sense. So you must be very concentrated on that. We are finished this. We see tomorrow around, we decided, 9, 9, 15, whatever. But 3 hours, we have absolutely to work. Okay? Clear? Acceptable? Everybody that is here accept this? Good. We move on. So now I'll tell you what it is, this idea of the chessboard. It's a technique that I developed on the base of a long and complex experience in teaching. My first course in 1984. So I was the same type of guy almost 30 years ago, more than 30, no, 30 years ago. So I'm celebrating 30 years of teaching. Okay? So these techniques are a distillation of a long experience. And also are a distillation of my masters in a way that, as you normally do, from masters to students, there is something that comes directly from my master, but it's remixed in another thing. So what I'm giving you is a distillation of an important thing that is not only theoretical, as you've seen, but becomes practical. So it's important. Okay. So I call this the chessboard of Peter Eichmann. First of all, why chessboard? Again, if there is one person over there and you say chessboard, he thinks literally chessboard. He said for us it's a metaphorical word. The whole idea, we could call it how we want, but we say we use chessboard. It's not because it's the best word that you can say. Probably there is a best way. Conventionally, we call ourselves Levian. It's not probably the best possible name for him, but it's Levian, okay? It's a conventional decision. We can call it John. It doesn't matter. The important thing is that you understand what it is, not what the name. The echo, though, the echo makes sense because the echo is that you have a set, you have a field, what is a chessboard, and you have pieces. And you have movable pieces. And you, how many games you can play in a chessboard with the pieces? Infinity. What governs the relationship between the pieces and the chessboard? The rules, exactly. You have the rules. So there is a field, the chessboard, there are movable pieces, there are a set of rules. Okay? This basic thing is what we are working out. Although there are, so within a set of rules and a set of pieces and a set of chessboard, we can do a certain amount of infinitive games, but all within the same set of rules. Basically, it's like a topological thinking. You cannot change the basic system because that belongs to the level. What we are doing now, in tendency, we are creating separate chessboards for separate set of rules. So we are going to see how to create different chessboards that allow us to do different set of rules, and all of this is applied to design. So all this is applied to actual design, but we understand that we have to create different chessboard and different pieces and different set of rules. Because if I'm moving in one kind of scenario, if I'm working with the word implosion, it is clearly that I cannot use the same chessboard and the same system of rules if I'm working with swimming, right? So you have to understand that you are going to create in those 3 hours the basis of this chessboard in order to play a specific game. Understand more or less? Now I'll tell you more, okay? But this is the mental framework. Now, let's see what is going to happen. The best thing you see some examples, so you understand in this case, not by theory, but by example. I will show you something, so you understand what I mean. I'll show one very simple thing. Here, in my teaching, this doesn't refer to Peter Eichmann. Does refer to all history of this last century of architecture. And the all examples are picked by the students accordingly to certain ideas that they have, to certain programs that they have, and to certain linguistics that they have in mind. Okay? So they pick this, and they pick that using Architettura e Modernità, the book that eventually will arrive also in Albanese. Okay? Will arrive. So that book is basically the base that will allow the main selection. Why? For people that are working on the translation, or are you working on the translation? No. Mm-hmm. No. Anyway, why? Because that is a book all done by fathers. That is the reason. If you look at the Zahavid approach, you go in the web and you find hundreds and thousands of architects that do that. But in order to incorporate the fundamental rules, You have to go to the master. You must go to the originator of a thought. You don't go to, you go to Jesus, you don't go to the evangelist or the priest. You go directly to Jesus, right? That is the idea. Because it's a high level that incorporates the complexity and the intellectual richness. That's why the book is organized in a kind of framework. It's within this. So you have to pick one of the Jesus. You cannot take a duplicate, okay? So as far as somebody is in the book, they can do it. Now, I have to do this premise, because otherwise you don't understand what's going on here, and then I will show you. They don't apply to Eichmann, but it's the same approach, okay? So this is the chiudiamo quella lì, perché se non vedono bene, scusatemi tanto, se non vedono bene è un macello, perché questa cosa bisogna vederla. Okay, so now, this is a very simple case, but you start to understand the idea, okay? You have to understand who is the architect. Okay. The architect is Glenn Moorcourt. Okay? Se questo fa i capricci, io mi arrabbio. Che facciamo? Facciamo una danza magica? Do you think if I change this? What can be the trick to have it working? Because that is important, eh? Si vede? Prendiamo il cavo, prendiamo il cavo. Okay, you arrived. The guy will stress me, but he will not win. Okay, so let's see for 1 second this architect, because if you don't see the architect, you don't understand the process. So this is a very... Okay. No. Okay. Let's see. Perché fa capricci? Sì. No, non lo vede proprio il cavo, perché lo dovrebbe vedere comunque. Non vede il cavo, ma questo cavo è attaccato. Ah, è attaccato, non è attaccato là. Ok. Apparently is reacting. Ok, good. Thank you very much. We solved it. Ok, kind of ok. Ok, very briefly, but you must have an idea of what type of architect is what is doing. Okay, look at this house. This is the house, okay? This house is a house of Glenn Moorcourt. Has a very specific grammar. It is an house that is kind of raised on a little platform. It's like something that is kind of floating, not really touching the ground. And basically, you see, these are many reasons because of that. But we are not interested. We are just interested in the grammar, okay, to understand the principle. But you must understand that. So, now understand. First rule, you can write it down somewhere. First rule is that your chessboard must be able to recreate the original piece that you are looking for. So, you create this. I will tell you more how it is, all right. But what you have to do is, you have been able to recreate the original piece. Okay? Of course, you do in a kind of conceptual, rough way. You don't do it in a kind of a model for final presentation. You do a product that is kind of hybrid, you know, it's half conceptualized, but must be able to recreate what it is your example. That is fundamental, the first rule. So whatever you do in this idea of the chessboard, you must be able to recreate the original one. Clear it in a conceptual, symbolic, a rough way, but must be the depiction of the original one. Okay? So that's the first rule. Now, let's see what the student did. Okay. This is not any good student. It's a normal student. Just a normal student as many others. Non so se non funziona internet. Perché non va? È connesso, è DHCP, è tutto bene, che cazzo? Ti dici che fa un conflitto?
No, a me qualche volta me l'ha fatto poi disattivandolo, però non
si. Eccolo, ok. Ok, so this is the student, and now we see why he goes in internet to find a little movie that we are going to see in a second that will appear here. Okay, you see this, that is a very important image, we are going to say, understand later on. The idea of a scacchiera is, of course you need that, and then you need pieces. The thing must be done with pieces. If you don't have the pieces, are the correspondence of the pieces of a scacchiera, you need to have the pieces, the components. So, you have an abacus of components that you see here. And of course, can you do Guardiola House with this? No, you can kill yourself. You never do it. But these pieces are done within the logic of Marcus that we've seen before, right? It's done because of that. Ah, una serie di capricci, and all this is based on the fact we have internet, because all these little movies are there. So, okay, here it is. Okay, now let's see it. Okay, so this is a short movie. If it will work, okay, let's hope it. Okay, look at this. What we saw is the original configuration at the beginning. Now, what he's doing is playing a game. It's all about playing a game. With those pieces, basically, you can change the situation. You may have a larger program, a smaller program, you can have a size or not a size, etc. Because at the beginning, all those rules are only syntactic. You speak without being meaning, like the baby. They just stop and they don't even understand what they are saying. But in the process, you understand that the movements are tactics. You do certain movements that are logical, compatible to achieve a goal, and others that are not. So this is a kind of abstract grammar exercise. But this grammar exercise in the reality of the project is giving sense. There are certain things that are giving sense and other things that are completely nonsense. But this is just the beginning of the thing. It's a kind of the syntax to go about. Sì, ma questo è uno di, capito, uno a caso. Yes, the girl is very cute, because she said, un breve video che ho fatto esaminando e scomponendo gli elementi modulari della casa Simpsons per poi reinterpretarne i rapporti spaziali, fino ad arrivare a una soluzione creativa, radicalmente differente, ma forse ripensandoci neanche troppo differenti. A kind of median analysis. And then she said, these are the abacus of my elements. And then postscript, this is very cute. I noticed very useful to have done a movie as a photogram, one photogram at the other. I mean, this technique is very interesting, also as a way of thinking about it, she said, come forma di ragionamento. That help me to understand the path, not only, but also to give a meaning, a precise meaning to each individual action, action of rotation, of emptiness, of sovrapposition, etc. And another fondamental aspect mi ha offerto l'occasione di indagare sulla divinità o meno di questi oggetti, other discussion. Because, just a curiosity for you, as each of my students has a blog that contains everything. So if we want to see how these students end up with the final project, we go here in July, and in a certain moment we can see, this is like done in April or March, okay? But basically if we, I think this is after the examination, there are pictures about the asterisk or whatever. But anyway, if we go somewhere, we will find the final board of her, I mean, this is a kind of, she's putting everything, you know, she's putting everything, the final show, everything, it doesn't, somewhere going this flow of things, somewhere should be also the ecole, here they are. So these are the final board of the exam, so if we follow the process, then there are a series of either hybridations from that concept, that is only an exercise in the middle. At the end, you don't even recognize Marcus at all, because it went to many other processes to arrive to the project. Although there is a little smell, you know, there is a little smell, but the smell is generative. It's not that she's copying Grand Marcus. It's a generative, so certain generation, certain DNA is similar in a way, you know? So this is, at the end, what she was doing. Is Grand Marcus? I don't know if it is a market, you know. It doesn't, it's not that the thing. There are certain issues that have been identified. We don't go so far. We just do the exercise, okay? The only thing that I wanted to point out, she, I don't even think that she took 30. I'm sorry, he's a student from 28 or 27. So we are not talking of an elite. This is very important for me that you understand. We are talking for a technique that is shared, okay? Let's see another one. So now you understood the rules though. Chessboard, each one has a chessboard that allows certain development. It is important that you recreate the original project and out of that are variations. How you do it technically, I will tell you these other aspects. No, no, la rabagna io qua, no? Troppo difficile. So, What is the trick? Because there is a trick that if you know you understand, you understand that there is a way to do that. There is a third level rule that is very important. The rule is this: you must have many more pieces than the pieces that are needed to do the original house. So you create an abacus of pieces that are many more, or quite more, than the minimum pieces that you need to do the process. So you create a family of pieces, that means. You create a family of pieces, and that family of pieces are those that allow to create the basic thing and also to play with. If you have the exact number of pieces to create the original house, in this case, you will not go. So you must have more. So that is the third piece. And then you start. I'll show you other things. Then we go back to Eichmann, you understand? Now, then we go back to Eichmann, then I'll talk of the keywords, and then you select the keywords. So you decide in which chessboard you want to build, and what chessboard you want to, and there are reasons to do that. But although at the end, you are the person that has to decide, and nobody obliges you to do anything that you don't want, okay? But there is reasoning that you have to consider. Okay, let's see this one. This is amazing in a way. Tu hai ancora l'assistenza con me? Intendi. Ok. No, questo è quello di Roche. Ah no, quello è questo di quest'anno. No. It's ok, no, I don't care. Ok. I mean, we've done a lot of things and some I recorded, but I didn't want to see this now. I want to see this one. Okay, this one I want to see. No, I don't want to see this. Because we have many, you know, I have to find out that one comes. Okay, this one I want to see. Okay, because I go in progression. I have to go a progression, a logical progression, otherwise they get confused. Okay, so here we see another example, and this is rather interesting. Okay. I think that the people that did when we did Tower, we did a little bit of this. A little bit. Okay, here we are talking of another architect that's called kind of loose towers that make low rise, high density housing. So we are talking of a different environment. We are talking of sites in which there are many houses. And then they need to put this together in a series of things that they are not going to explain. So this guy, again, in this case is almost a maniac, I have to confess. He wanted to do the course without 3 years. He did the course 3 years. Not because it's just that he wanted to do until he achieved the level that he was supposed to. So 1 year Antonino was here. Then he came here, but so you remember. So at the end of this 3 years process, he end up with this extremely sophisticated system of chessboard. The whole idea was starting from tower, so from starting from this low-rise identity thing it was at the beginning, but then he had a very complex plug-in type of thing. It's a kind of plugin that you see here that is developing in this space. We can see from here again. Ma come mai la rete va così male anche via cavo? Strano però. Because on Saturday, who is in school? It's strange though. But anyway. Because we are via cavo, so non è it's really the line that has some difficulties. But anyway, okay. Is not my something wrong with my computer? No. Well, anyway, this eventually will show, since we are smarter than him. Non me lo fa neanche fare, non me lo fa neanche vedere. Ok. Sì, bisogna stare un po' calmi. Also because YouTube is everything that is flash. Well, this is the original, see? And he plays with it. And this is a fundamental action because it creates a series of phases, density, stuff, etc. And then he basically, after the basic chessboard, he realized another more sophisticated chessboard that is the chessboard that he really needs for his thinking. Because in his situation, he has an existing block. He was kind of doing informal tirana, in a way, because that is the idea. He was planning a kind of attack to an existing situation. So, what he's doing there, you see, all those things are the existing stuff. So the white is existing, the block was existing. So he was developing pieces, all the same. Then here is all grammar of pieces. Because it's a kind of paranoia, then at a certain moment you become like that. Okay. I don't want to touch this because otherwise it goes, I prefer to read it because otherwise it gets there. So we found out three rules. So far, everything is rather impacting in a way, because we are approaching in a kind of object type of architecture, right? It's both in market, and in this case, in a way or the other, we are talking about objects.
Certo.
As we are going to see,
certo. Cambio, teoricamente una tecnologia pneumatica è effettivamente mobile, come
dicevamo. Il volume è molto più to think in terms of a landform type of architecture. Okay, this is very interesting. Just for us. Okay, between parentheses. This guy is working much more in kind of parametric ecological species in reality. So he has to develop the same exercise, because it's always to do a sacchiera, but within a completely different world. It's not the world of the thing. He has to create a system within the constraints of the field, but that we go in the direction that we want to go. So it basically creates a whole system of compatible forms that can be reorganized one with the other, but not completely different
things,
a kind of parallel, okay, in a world. So here we is explaining, so here is explaining what he was doing about that. Certain things are famous and things I don't remember well, I don't think I'll be so inside to tell you how the two can be moved in different directions. So this is what it is. Here he is explaining something that I finally exactly understood what he wanted. Because clearly, that at a certain moment, becomes their own world. You know? Their own world is so much more
general than yours.
You basically look from the outside. So, the type of thinking that they have is much more involved than whatever you have on the top. You know, clearly, what it is. So he's very proud of his sister. Okay. All right. And now we have a third one that he said, okay, this girl is moving in a landform type of architecture. So there's another approach, let's say similar to Zaha Hadid. I think she was looking at Hadid. So she had to do something that will play between land and pieces in an alphographical form, because that is also very
graphical.
So this is what she was basically developing. So some people sitting there, again, with these pieces, she can create the original one, which is the five things or whatever, and then out of that she develops a compatible grammar.
Lei si muove su questa idea qua.
The video is a great instrument because of that, because in very short time you understand what we are talking about. Okay, so this is you have to understand that this is a very intermediate exercise, but it's a way to move these things out of the pure theory to start to approach them as something. Now, I prepare this section. This is last year. We have movie or everything, but anyway, this. There are certain movies that are a process of final selection. So we have 60, so there are movies that will report whatever you are, and then there are other movies that are finalists in a way, that becomes more exemplary. These are just normal. So what is happening here, I'm going from one desk to the other and see what they are and what they have, okay? So, but this is very interesting because you understand how much you can think in terms of how you create kind of landform or other type of approach. Okay. This is kind of investing kind of. Se io lo ingrandisco, non è che lui mi ferma, no? Non è che mi tranquillo. Ok. Ok, so I'm going from, I don't know what I expect. It's the first time that I see. Now look at this guy. He's working with the he's working with Radice. He made it graphic. He's rather interesting. He's carved on a copper surface. It's a surface. This is rather interesting. And then, yes, he's already in Chisa. And then he's moving up and down within that system. You see how elegant it is? Because the people, once you create the thing, people create their own creativity. There is not one way to do it. You have to understand how to do it. So with this idea, it's rather nice, because it's basically, out of that, you can create a pattern of pre-compatible form, and then you decide which one is which, and some are the original firework medium. Others are other things. Basically, all surface can be pre-charged, in a way. And then you decide, you play the game to decide what makes sense. So this becomes a design thinking companion. It's a design thinking companion. This girl can be a disaster. We don't know. They are not selected one after the other. Everybody tries. You may have a one that may get something fantastic and the other one, you don't know. They are not selected. They are right there. And it's the first time that I see them, you know, because I'm circulating on the thing. But I knew that this material is fundamental to show the technique. And how to play. You cannot only say it correctly. You have to see the players, what they do. This is Toyo Ito. This is Toyo Ito. So you understand how effective it is. Because each one is going where his brain and his heart wants to go. Nobody obliges, you cannot oblige one person who wants to be Toyo Ito to do whatever else. You know? Everybody has to go where his series of thinking goes, because this was also the program that he made. This one is a different program, so it's a complex machine. To me, he did not understand really Toyo Ito. In reality, he did not understand. In fact, this guy never finished the course. I look at this year came again, and then he went after one day. It's something that I don't understand with this guy. But anyway, he seems to be very positive, but now that I'm looking, I don't think that he really understood Toyo Ito. Generative things. I don't know here. Okay, this is another Toyo Ito. This is movable again. It's the auditorium that now is built in Taiwan. You see the nest, one with the other. Okay. So the deformation has been removed. Okay. I found the one on Eichmann, so we can, that will be probably just interesting for you. Okay, let me see where I put that. So this is not. I thought that I had already created, but let's see, huh? No. Because out of many, I remember that I found and I selected, this is surely not, Ugov is not, Filippo Iacobucci is not, Architettura Teoria Progetto is not. This really reveals clearly what is our life, symbolically. And why a computer is a multitasking thing, no? Because you can understand a lot of things with that. Okay, let's go back to our lesson. Scacchiere, scacchiere, gemut. Okay. Okay, let me see. Okay, these are some of the pictures of the processes. So I take more this type of pictures because, of course, what is more challenging is doing a kind of chessboard that involves the landscape. It's more complex than doing this. Okay, this is another thing. Let me see. I just give it a try if it is here. I think it is this here. Is this one? Yes.
Okay,
here it is. Here we can see a little Peter Eichmann. We have many, but I just was able to find the one for you. But this is interesting, but this is just a month ago. So she's working on Fumi, originally, I think. And this is working on Fumi, and she has a different thing, so there are different elements she's doing. Okay, so each one has a short time after to show this. Okay, they are working under a viadotto, under a viadotto. So this is what she's using some of the technique for there, but that's okay. In 5 seconds we'll finish. Okay, next. This is working on the basin. This is, you see the little icon there that I wanted to show on the left? And this is what you already mentioned in Berlin thing. And of course she starts to show the original thing, but now you see immediately I'm trying to tell you, okay, but what you do with it, how does it move, how you can play the thing. But she's pretty much... they're pretty much happy about doing these things, you know, because they understand that it's a matter of empowering, it's a matter of give interest, you know. Okay, this is the one on Peter. We have many others, but this is one example, and it's not too long, it's just very short. But look at the other things around, you know, see how many different things, these are small. So what is she's doing, you see, you recognize, because you know that you see. Basically everything is based on that system that they can rotate, they can oscillate. So basically, in this case, they are not people. There are all oscillations that you can do, basically, you know, etc. Okay? So, this is it. Okay? So this is the thing. So the rules are, let's recap, so we will remember. Rule number one, okay, is that you create what is called conventionally a chessboard. The chessboard is done with movable pieces. You have movable pieces, absolutely, and those pieces are governed by a syntax. Okay? And the syntax, it is clear what syntax it is. And the chessboard, it is the field of forces, as I defined before, within which the project takes place. So my definition applies very well. We are creating the field of forces within which our project will take place. So if the definition is all right, we can live with that. And so with movable pieces, that's the first rule. The second rule, that you must have more pieces than those that allow to create the original thing. And it is clearly that those things must be compatible with the syntax. If you are doing a syntax that is based on planar system, you don't put a sphere because it's not compatible. So you are compatible, but there are more, you know, within that. So this is what we're going to do. Now we take a break. What we are doing now is the most crucial part. Now I'll go fast to the whole lecture of Eichmann again. And I will tell very briefly what are the key words and what is the key example. And at the same time, you start to think where you want to go and what is the reason that you want to go. Then we split in groups. That's the problem. So in 3:15, we are supposed to finish at 5 sharp. We will finish at 5 sharp, but now we are in battle. It's a battlefield. So we take the break, but it's a break. It's not half an hour break and we go there. It's 10 minutes break. It's the time of a cigarette or a coffee, okay? Because it's important to have a break, but... Okay. È venuta abbastanza chiara, credo.
Sempre una cosa che chiarifica tutto.